Hi there. Welcome to the Proud to Be of Rust and Glass podcast. We have the pleasure to sit down today with someone whose passion for storytelling and lifting Toledo's diverse creative community matches our own. We're so happy to have you here, Justo. This is Justo Hernandez. Thanks for being here today. Can you give us the Justo Hernandez elevator pitch?
My name's Justo Hernandez. I'm a creator in Toledo. I am the founder of ToledoBuzz.com. What Toledo Buzz is, it started as a news aggregator, but it turned into so much more. Mm-hmm. It was originally about, you know, news articles directed to the youth in the community, like topics that they're interested in. But it's evolved into this like video landscape. We just shot a documentary last year.
Oh, very cool.
We shot a couple of episodes for our series, Toledo Buzz Top 10 Music Video Countdown, where we showcase artists in the area. And it's kind of turned into something like, I think that will really revolutionize Toledo's entertainment industry. Yeah.
Amazing. I've taken a look through the site and through the content that you guys are putting out there, and it looks like it's very diverse, and looks like there's an amazing array of things that people can check out through Toledo Buzz. Mm-hmm. But before we really jump into that, I wanted to get to know you a little bit more, tell our listeners a little bit about, you know, your background and where you came from. What would you say is your art? What's your creative fuel?
What inspiration or my medium?
Yeah, you're both, whichever. Medium, really, but then, you know, obviously the inspiration is usually tied hand in hand with that.
My medium, I'll start with the medium because I feel like I can kind of get through that quicker, but really into the digital scape. I've always, since I was a kid, been into art. I've always drawn and, like, painted. I painted a mural in high school at Clay High School. That's where I went to school at.
Was that inside the school?
Yep, on the second floor in, like, this little hallway that passes through. There's, like, I'm actually, like, my name's up there and stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you left a little bit of a legend behind.
Yeah, you know, like, where I came, like, I didn't do sports, so, like, I did art, so, like, I left my legacy where I could,
Very cool.
In my medium. And but like it started there with drawing and painting, and it went into the digital sphere. I'm really like passionate about video production too, like that's in social media. Okay. Those are some of my favorite things like that drive it. What really inspired me was, you know, just I think media, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just growing up, watching things. I used to watch a lot of, like what everyone else my age used to watch, Nickelodeon, Disney Channel, MTV, when television was a thing, you know? Like, and that was very inspiring for me, and I think that inspires a lot of content creators now. We see YouTube and TV feed off of each other.
There might be at least one person listening who's like, Nickelodeon, MTV? Like,
yeah, especially 5 years from now.
Yeah. It's mostly streaming, and you mostly get the different channels that we used to watch individually shoved onto one streaming platform, and you don't really care about the brand as much anymore. You just want to watch the content.
It's a dying art, you know, having that, because they used to just, it was so limited, it's not what it is now, but they just catered this content for us by our age group, mm-hmm. by our interest, and we got attached to it growing up. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I did with Toledo Buzz is because there's so much content coming from the area, but there wasn't a place where it's all being like distributed.
Right.
It's all on YouTube or Facebook, but that's also cluttered with so much other content.
It's
hard to get discovered. And then, but being listed on Toledo Buzz helps people, like we talked about Jelani Malik earlier. Mm-hmm. You did a podcast with him mm-hmm. before, helps them get discovered. I've worked with a lot of other artists too, like Meche Trejo. Press Play was the star of our documentary. But yeah, it's a really good platform for discovery.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you said you started sort of with art and painting and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still visit those forms of artistic creation?
So I wouldn't say as in depth as mm-hmm. I want to. I haven't painted in a few years, but I draw all the time, cool. even if it's just doodles or wireframes or just like.
Sometimes doodling can be just so cathartic too. If you're in between stuff and, you know, just kind of zone out for a while and whatever comes out.
It helps you create your next inspiration for sure.
That's very cool. When do you think you started to see a shift from wanting to do the more traditional to more digital?
In art, well, I've always kind of done both because in high school I was really big on social media, mm-hmm. like Instagram, Facebook, loved just posting. I would do photography too, and I would post that. I just kind of seen the demand for digital in, well, 2021 was the year I officially launched Toledo Buzz on Instagram at Toledo Buzz.
It's a hard year to launch something.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was a little easier to launch something because everybody was trying to, you know, get back into the swing of things and you know, life was becoming normal again for at least a while. And
I really think, truthfully, that the pandemic time was the best time to do anything digitally, mm-hmm. truthfully, because everyone was at home with nothing to do. Mm-hmm. So if you had anything digital going on, that was the best time to seek the viewership
for it. Yeah, that's I launched A Rust in Glass in 2020, and it became much different than how I first envisioned it. I had first envisioned much more in person, you know, much more, you know, cozy one-on-one type things to a huge, vast digital sphere of people and places that we could still, you know, share our art together without having to leave home, without having to risk, you know, getting sick, whatever it was awesome. I mean, it was not probably, I'm sure with you as well, you've probably experienced this where it was not at all like what I expected, but you know, you make it work.
Yeah, it's actually a lot more convenient, like working from home, you know, mm-hmm. and then you can just, it's just more relaxing. You don't have to drive anywhere. Right. And then like, yeah, it's, I would think it was, I don't know, we kind of broke through into this new era of how we work, mm-hmm. you know, we don't really work how we used to. We don't do a lot of things how we used to. Communication's digital, working is, it's all different.
Right. Yeah, no, I know my wife still works from home 3 days out of the week, and is probably more productive at home than she is in the office, which is, you know, to the chagrin of big corporate is,
yeah,
you know, it's amazing how that happened.
And so like, I feel like when you work from home, you can just get right to work. There's a lot like less distractions sometimes, mm-hmm. and then you don't have to really have to worry for your safety while you're driving because like the commute is a whole thing of its own.
Right, absolutely. Through Toledo Buzz, you mentioned a few names. I would love to hear a little bit more about some of these people you've had, you know, the pleasure to work with.
Yeah, so far, a lot of musicians. Mm-hmm. I've heard Toledo Buzz be compared to old school MTV.
Okay.
So last summer, we had a 24/7 music video live stream going on.
Oh, sweet.
All back-to-back music videos from the area. A lot of hip hop, some like rock, some pop, like and dance and stuff. A lot of like diverse genres. Mm. So we featured The Nightheart, Jelani Malik, Meche Trejo, Press Play, who also was in our Toledo Buzz documentary that's also listed on our website. You can kind of get an inside look on him. And then we did some interviews too with Johnny Antonini. He was the director of the Lifeguards movie they shot here that stars Andy Jo Taylor. She's a local musician and actress.
Very cool. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. And then they flown out an actor, Nick Haldez. He's from like Los Angeles and Chicago. I think he's originally from Chicago, but like they flown him out for the movie.
Oh, cool.
It's that's on that's streamable on Amazon. I'm not really here to plug the Lifeguard movie,
right.
But I think that's something cool that came from Toledo.
That is. It's amazing to see some of these bigger things that happen here.
Yeah, it's like a teen comedy.
Okay.
I refer to it in the interview that I did with Johnny as like very comparable to an 80s teen comedy like by John Hughes. I think it's super funny. I like it a lot.
Nice.
You know,
nice.
A lot of cool things coming from here.
I love it. So anybody who is out on the West Coast or anywhere where you're making movies, Toledo's a pretty cool place to film. I mean, we have a lot of really cool backdrops and settings, and Tom Hanks came here recently as well to film part of a movie, right?
Yeah, Train Station, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've talked to a few other creatives who are kind of trying to bring more film to the area, and I think that's just so cool. I hope it just keeps snowballing until, you know, it's a thing.
And I'll always root for film in Toledo, too, because there's so many reasons. It's cheap, and that's, like, the thing I don't want to get out for a lot of people, you know, because then that'll, like, saturate it, water
it
down.
If you
want to
start filming, you could probably do it.
Yeah, exactly. The cost of goods here are a lot cheaper than New York, California, wherever, you know, most of America. And
cost of rent if you need studio space or a temporary living
for actors. Yeah, for sure. I feel like the weather is always going to be our biggest issue, but then we look at places like Toronto and they make it work, you know. It snows, they get the same kind of weather we do, if not colder.
Yeah, people like to complain about the weather, but I think it's beautiful. I mean, look what happens along the coastlines, and I mean, we're lucky here.
Yeah.
We're not even in Tornado Alley.
I know.
Which is what people think of the Midwest. They're like, oh, you guys got to worry about, you know, all these tornadoes. Yeah, not usually.
It's not that bad. Not where we are in Toledo. Right. Like, yeah. And New York manages. We get very, like, similar weather to New York, too. So, mm-hmm. And they do things like Law and Order and SNL. They have really big productions going on there. So I feel awesome. Like, why can't we?
You know? I just wish we had more snow over the last few years. It's just been cold with no snow.
I don't.
not a snow guy. Well, it's on the horizon here for us. So.
I feel like on Christmas Day, I love some snow on Christmas mm-hmm. Day, and then the whole rest of the year I'm okay.
We haven't had that for years.
I know. It's like a nostalgic thing. That's like an early 2000s and before type of thing to look back on is like snow and winter. I think like the seasons definitely shifted, and the scientists need to realign our calendar for that, you know?
And now May is like the end of winter.
Yeah, exactly. We're like I was just telling my dad this too. Like April used to be spring, you know, used to be like April showers bring May flowers. That's what he'd said, you know. I was like, but now it's like it can be spring or it can rain or it can hail. Like, you know, it can be either.
Really anything when you wake up.
Yeah.
So as kind of an elder millennial, I like to think I can handle technology, and I'm starting to learn social media a little bit better. It is something that I would not put in my tool belt of skills. Mm-hmm. The technical side of that sort of thing, was that a big learning curve for you, or was it something you just kind of grew up with and ran with? Or?
So I would say it started as something I grew up and ran with, and it is always changing. Mm-hmm. Like when Facebook bought Instagram and turned into Meta, collaborated. It's very helpful when you're running your ads and when you're reaching more people, you can see it all in one place. Mm-hmm. But the dashboard changed a lot, and a lot of things change, and they're always ever changing. So it's always keeping up with it is one thing, and you know that's why I love Google. But yeah,
right. Do you have any go-to resources, or is it just kind of like trial and error as things evolve?
Both. I do have go-to resources, depending on what it is, you know what I'm saying? A lot of things I do outsource. I feel like if you're a business owner listening to this, don't be afraid to outsource things, because there are just some things that I say, if it doesn't come easy and you know it's going to be very time consuming to learn, just pay somebody to do it. It'll be easier. There are some things that pay to learn, just learn it. And then, you know, you teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. So there's some things. And then there's other things like Adobe After Effects that I wouldn't dare learn because I'm like, you know, I'd rather just pay someone to do it.
Right. Yeah, I have a decent baseline knowledge in a lot of different programs, but nothing that I could like run something with on a full-time basis. So
yeah.
That is really important advice, that if there's only so much, you know, time on the clock each day. There's only so much energy that you have to take on new projects and take on new learning. If there's something that you see that is going to be a big hurdle for you and you have the ability to, there's people that know how to do it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, in the long run, probably a lot better, you know, final product than
what
you muddle through.
That's so true, because if you try to do something yourself, like if I went in to create graphics, like every time for the first time myself, they'd probably suck compared to someone that does them every day for like the last 10 years, you know? So yeah, that quality for sure.
Right. Like you're enough to be a little dangerous, but not dangerous enough to have it as like a final consumable product.
Yeah.
Besides sort of that learning curve and some of those things that, you know, might not be your forte, do you have any struggles that you know, you're still working on improving, things that have been difficult along the way?
I feel like everyday struggles for everybody that a lot of people could probably relate to is consistency, because nobody just gets out of bed is consistent. Mm-hmm. It's always the discipline matter of it, you know, to be consistent. So I always try to be more consistent. Last year I had like a big falling out, because a lot of the time I have a team, but I'm basically the backbone of it, because I'm the founder, you know? So like I have a team that does video for communication and kind of PR and stuff, but you know, at the end of the day, things kind of fall back on me, you know? So if I am procrastinating, you know, the whole thing gets delayed. So persistency and discipline are for sure always things that I'm battling with.
How do you keep moving forward on maybe days where you don't feel so great, or you know, your brain might be clouded with something else that's going on, or, you know, we all deal with mental health struggles from time to time, or things that drag us a little bit. How do you sort of fight through that?
I do how I would with like a normal job. Like, for example, in high school, I used to work at a Sonic, you know what I mean? So like a fast food, I used to be a car hop and stuff and like take out food to people.
So you're face to face with the public constantly, right?
Yeah, all the time, you know, always smiling and like sales, I have background in sales, but it's kind of like a job, you know, you're just like, even when you don't want to go to work, you just do, you know, and you're like, oh, let me do this. Let me put on my big boy pants and let me get this done. But that's kind of what I do too. And then like some days I'm like, it's either this or Sonic, you know? So like, yeah, you know, it's either this or back to, do you want fries or tater tots? So like, yes, but not like really that extreme. But
when you're kind of working for yourself, you have to, I mean, nobody's going to come and tell you to get up out of bed and to do, you got to kind of put that on your own shoulders, right?
Oh yeah, all the time. Yeah.
And that combined with the stress of managing multiple projects and coming up with creative ideas and dealing with people, which is usually amazing.
Yeah.
But we all know sometimes it's not.
Yeah, because you kind of set the task of someone else and their project timeline too as well, and managing all those different timelines. It's not like it's just work, you know, it's just work. Right. Yeah.
How do you sort of unwind from all of that? I know it's, you know, it's something you're passionate about, something you love doing, but you still have to unwind from
when I unwind
type stuff.
Yeah. I'm such a Squidward when I unwind. Do you remember those SpongeBob's where he's like, can't you see I'm spoiling myself? Like that's me.
He's sitting in his quiet room playing his clarinet.
Yeah. Or he's like taking a bubble bath or something. Like I'll like take a bubble bath. I actually really like to go to the gym too. That's my unwind time. Like I like to run a lot. And then, like, that's really where I get a lot of stress reliever. Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah,
yeah. I've been off and on for the last couple of years trying to get more into the physical health, and that definitely goes a long ways. It helps a lot.
Yeah.
Some days it sucks just as much as, you know, other things, but it does really help.
Yeah, I feel like with the whole physical fitness thing, when you look at it selfishly, it becomes a lot easier. When you're like, oh, I'm not doing this to please everybody else, but I'm doing this to just feel better for myself
and for me.
Yeah, just to feel good, to breathe, like get that like good breath after and stuff, and just that adrenaline. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just be selfish about it.
The gym's totally off topic, but it's important. You'll hear so many people tell you physical health is important. It makes every aspect of your life easier.
It does. It all follows. It falls through. It's like the domino effect. Once you feel good in the morning from fitness or from the night before, everything else just comes easier.
Right. And as, like I said earlier, an elder millennial, I'm trying to eat better too, because I know that when I wake up and I feel like crap, I look at the day before and I'm like, oh, that's what I ate. That's what I consumed.
What I like.
How am I supposed to make art if I feel like I'm dying?
Yeah. my guilts are like McDonald's and Marco's Pizza. Like, and if you're like a Northwest Ohio person, you know, like Marco's is so hard. You're
Marco's
just craving
jam,
Marco's
yeah.
sometimes. Yeah. But I really like to eat, I'll go to Aldi's or Walmart and get like packs of salmon. Those are really good. I like those. And they're cheap too. They're like $10.
Awesome. That's very cool. So back on topic from from food. Now I'm hungry again. We are always doing everything we can to support creative communities in Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing the same. Why do you think it is so important to have people like us who are here as champions for the creative communities?
That distribution network and the marketing and the PR, like you just don't get that prior to social media. You did not get that from Toledo. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's very important because social media is so like flooded. It's flooded with content. So you just need things to filter things out and know who to discover, how to discover them. I think that's why that's where our space is for sure.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, and it's really hard to go it alone. It really is.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so important to build a team. I should thank them right now. Julia Campos, Nate Jimenez, he's a great videographer. Julia's a great personality. Alex Garcia, he's been really great with like helping me project manage and stuff. Yeah.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that you mentioned a couple times that you know, piqued my interest, something that I wanted to maybe get you to talk about a little bit more. You said you guys did a documentary recently with Press Play.
Yeah.
Can you go into a little bit more detail about what that is and the nature of that film?
I loved it. That was my little, so a big inspiration for that while I was editing it, so we didn't have anything off top. We were just like, let's film, take this all to the editing booth, and then like you know, see what we come up with. And that's what we did. So when I was there, like, chopping up the footage, I'm like, oh, what am I going to do with this? I kind of, like, looked back at other artist documentaries. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I feel like the really big important thing is letting people know that these artists do have a fan base and they are admired and, like, what they represent. And that was a big thing with Press Play's documentary. I made sure to get the audience in there and, like let you know his story, his backstory. And it's just something you got to watch. You got to really, like, soak it in, you know?
So you guys got to go to shows and do all kinds of fun stuff, I'm sure, behind the scenes with them.
Yeah, and there's this little, when I was editing, I like to call it a little, like a reality show kind of style of editing.
Oh, cool.
Where you just work with what you have. You kind of focus on and on the problems that do occur to make it dramatic. You have to have some sort of story element, you know, some twists and turns.
But I look forward to checking it out sometime.
Definitely check it out. It's about an hour and a half, so it's something you want to, like, get a bowl of popcorn for, sit down, and, you know, check it out.
Yeah. For sure. I love it.
Yeah.
How do you think we can continue to better foster these local creative groups?
By investing in the advertising to put them together, I would say. Like, there's, like, artists put together shows. They do need sponsors for shows. I put together shows like Toledo Buzz Top 10 Music Video Countdown, and I am working on a show called Toledo Eats, which I plan on distributing in the fall, hopefully on Amazon Prime for sure, YouTube, and Toledo Buzz. And, you know, giving, like, sponsoring artists and creators really goes a long way for businesses. So I think that's a really important thing to grow the community.
Very cool. That's a bit of a different perspective than what we usually have on the show. And I think it's something that nobody wants to talk about, the, you know, the financial investment and the time investment that you have to make into some of this stuff. But when, like you said, when you're on social media and 90% of the content is garbage content of people dancing around and really sort of just, you know, brain rot content.
Yes.
There is that 10%, but that 10% is still so much more to wade through than we've ever had to wade through to find those really good gems and to find those great artists.
That's why we've seen the algorithm change a lot over the years, and it's still always going to change. But yeah, I think Toledo Buzz really filters through that because I try to do, like, the really eye-catching content. Like, our TikTok is just viral content that is reshared mixed with Toledo content. And that was kind of with the Instagram, too. You'll see a lot of viral content about celebrities and then a mix of Toledo content just because, like...
Something to bring people in and something to keep people there.
Exactly.
Mm, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any big projects on the horizon that you're excited about?
Toledo Eats, and then hopefully we get more support for the Top 10 Music Video Countdown. Okay. That's one thing I'm really passionate about because it's a great, like, artist discovery thing, and it just needs more support. I think businesses can really get... a foot in with the community and kind of showcase to everybody who they are, where they are.
Cool.
And yeah, but yeah, I think supporting the community for sure.
Okay. Helps. And I'm going to go out on a very tiny limb here and say Toledo Eats is related to Toledo restaurants.
Oh yeah. Let me give you a little bit of a setup. So the setup is kind of almost like Guy Fieri's Drive-In Diners and Dives kind of thing. The format is about three restaurants per episode.
Oh, cool.
And we just kind of take you through, like, you're a tourist or, and it's really because Toledo Buzz reaches people outside of Toledo too a lot. We reach a lot of people from Chicago, Toronto, you know, Ohio, surrounding metropolitan areas in New York that are traveling through here. They're Googling Toledo and things to do in Toledo. That's why cool. We get them stumbling on Toledo Buzz. And that's really who the show is made for. And, like, well, as well as the community here.
Cool.
You know?
I love it.
Yeah.
That's going to be exciting. We have a lot of really great restaurants and really great, you know, retail establishments and things to do here. So
yeah,
I think the more people showcasing that, the better.
And, like, these things are going on in other cities too, like Los Angeles and New York. There's so many travel documentaries and shows about those places. Like, why are we sleeping on ourselves? You know, we've got great places to eat, great things to do. Might as well.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Do you have any advice for anybody who is interested in maybe digital media or interested in any of the things that we've talked about today?
Definitely try to find, well, first of all, if you're, like, just thinking about doing it, just do it, you know, just get a foot in. Find a mentor, I'd say, is the biggest advice. My mentor was, his name was Rico Neller. He was the editor of the La Prensa newspaper, so that was a big mentor of mine. And then you can, you know, have a digital mentor too, or a virtual mentor. I'd say a big virtual mentor of mine is Gary Vaynerchuk. I feel like a lot of people know who that is. He's an entrepreneur online. I've seen like hours
and Gary V.
Yeah. I've seen like hours and hours of his content. Live for it, you know? Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'd say those are the biggest things, because a lot of things that we try to achieve, someone else has already done it, and just look to those people and look for the success points.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. This is definitely the first time Gary Vee has been mentioned on this podcast, so that's funny. I love it. He's an interesting dude for sure. But
yeah,
it's great, the things that you're doing in this area. Really keep it up. We need more people like you, more people doing the things that you're doing.
Yeah,
it sounds like you're having so much fun doing it too.
I love it too. I get to connect with people. I meet so many people that are doing so many cool things. They're like,
that's mind-boggling, isn't it?
You know, and you just you really, they're just helping the community, they're helping the homeless, they're creating their art, they are helping segmented audience of people, mm-hmm. like specifically people find houses, you know, all types of things. You just meet people doing really specific things that help people, and it's insane. Right. Yeah.
Right. A lot of people in the Toledo area have realized that service is one of the most fulfilling things. Service to the creative community, service to the, you know, like, all those things you mentioned as well. And it's so fulfilling, and it's so amazing to see every time I turn around, there's somebody else doing something amazing.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Like, service is exactly mm-hmm. what it's all about. You feel great about it. I feel like that's like when we start things, a lot of the time we start things because we think like, this will be fun, I'll get notoriety. You know, a lot of mm-hmm. people think wealth or fame or whatever. But then once you really get into it and like, appreciate doing the service and mm-hmm. like the people of your community and the service that they do, you take on a whole new like mature perspective of it, you know. You no longer feel like a kid, like, you know, looking for, you know, that YouTube fame or whatever. Right. I know most kids want to be YouTubers now, but instead you just look at like, you just want to be a contributing member of society. Right. And you want to do your part because everyone else is doing their part.
Right. And if you happen to be lucky enough to find the thing that you love and the thing that fuels you and can use that to provide that service and to provide that benefit to your community, that's really the most beautiful thing there is.
Yes, like they always say, do what you love and the money will come. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. I love it. Well, I could talk to you forever. I do appreciate, again, you coming on the show. It's been amazing to get to know you a little bit, to hear these cool projects you're working on. ToledoBuzz.com, right?
Yes.
Is there
yes.
anywhere else people can check out some of the stuff you're doing?
We're all over social media. So at ToledoBuzz on Instagram and YouTube, cool. and at ToledoBuzz News on Facebook and Twitter.
Beautiful. Yep. Well, we look forward to seeing your projects that are coming down the line, and look forward to seeing that growth in the community.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me
on.
Yeah,
absolutely. Thanks a lot, man. Have a great day.
You too.
This has been today's episode of Proud to Be of Rust and Glass. Toledo is absolutely buzzing with creative energy. Justo Hernandez is no stranger to the talent in this area. In this digital age, we're all the better for his passion and all of his media skills. We're so lucky to have him, and it's so cool to hear all the projects he's working on. Again, I am your host and producer, Curtis Dieter. Our executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer. If you want to join the conversation, check us out at wgte.org/rustandglass. Until next time, thanks for listening. Now go forth and create.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.